We focus in on the games at hand. Essendon and Carlton playing at the MCG. The chief executive is about to join us. Just give us the terms, Kane, of this afternoon's game. It's all been framed around Essendon and the Armageddon that will befall them should they be defeated.
Well, it's massive for both. It's Carlton are a sniff to get their first win, no doubt about that. They'd feel that, and if it was the case, can you imagine the backlash against Essendon? So all set. Beautiful day here, be a massive crowd and hopefully a cracking game.
It was supposed to be a foul weather, but it's glorious blue overhead. It's a little bit brisk, but better than that was anticipated. Kane Little is the chief executive of the Blues. Kane, welcome to Crunch Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Has the start of the season and the start of your tenure at 0-7 been less than you would have hoped for?
Look, I think everyone would like to win more games than they lose. But there's, you know, some realities about where our club's at, and I've been really happy with how things have gone. You know, we've had a strategy to go to three drafts, which we've done. We talked a lot this year about wanting to invest and develop our young kids, and you're seeing a lot of that. You're also hearing a lot about, you know, Bolts talks a lot about synergy, and Juddy talks a lot about cohesion. Well, for people, you know, like me who aren't as smart as that, that's, put simply, that's just a bit of consistency and stability. Having the same group of players over an extended period of time with the same group of coaches who can grow together. And unfortunately, over the last 3 years, when you tip out a 30-year list each year, it's very difficult to get that consistency and that stability. So we're really working on that now.
Do results matter yet?
Look, results always matter because, you know, the 8-year-old boy who wears his Carlton or girl who wears their Carlton jumper to school, they don't care about our strategy. They just want to see win. So ultimately, Brendan will hold everyone to account, and we do want to win, obviously. But we're judging our performance on a range of other things and a number of other areas we're really happy with.
Do you feel like you need a win just to make sure that that strategy can hold?
Look, wins confirm you're going in the right direction. If the question you're asking, would you like a win? Yeah, absolutely, I would. If we don't win, does it mean we've got everything wrong? Absolutely not.
What about the style of play? 40 weeks since you've kicked 100 points, that's been documented. Does that matter?
No, I don't. And look, I watched the footy last night. I went to bed at three-quarter time, so I'm not entirely sure what the scores were, but that was a cracking game. Not sure they got to 100, so...
Sydney won, Kane, by the way.
Did they? Yeah. Is that Hutto?
Yes, it is.
I did hear that Sydney won, and, you know, that was a great game. Look, over time, as our young players get better and develop, clearly our game style will improve. Right now, there's inconsistencies and there's errors that come with youth, and that's what you're seeing. But you're also seeing some really exciting patches. And, you know, there's a number of times we can point to this year. You know, we kicked the first five goals against the reigning premiers, and you saw blokes like Charlie Curnow, and you got to remember, Paddy Cripps is only 23. So, we're really confident in the direction we're going, and you know, really happy with the development of the young players we've got.
So, if you've been to the three drafts and you've done that, that's a tick, and you're happy with the young players you've got in. What's next?
Yeah.
What's the next step?
It's a good question, and if you look, I'm not massive on at least having to look a certain way, and I don't think anyone at Carlton is, but there's a real gap in the 24 to 26 year old age group. We've got real strength in that 18 to 21, and then we've got some really talented older players. We do need to start looking at uncontracted players and free agency. There's no doubting that. And Soss and his team have done a great job in going to the draft, bringing the young kids in, but actually creating an opportunity to be able to bring some of these free agents in, sort of from a salary cap perspective. So there's no doubt our attention will turn to there, but that doesn't mean we will step away from trying to get the best kids at the draft. It will just be now a more balanced approach.
Are you confident you can attract those players? One thing, salary cap, Kane, but the other thing is a place that players want to come to when they've got some options. If they're 24 to 26 and a top-line player, why would they come to Carlton if they're not sure they're going to play finals football?
I've got no doubt that you'd want to come to Carlton, because if I was a 25 or 26-year-old player, I'd be looking at the youth in the list and do we have the talent to perform? And there's a tick. I'd then be weighing a few other things up. You know, you come to Carlton, you're 3 or 4 kilometres out of the city. You get to live in a great spot. You come to a club, the most successful club in the history of the game, with 16 premierships, and you come to a club who've got a real plan and they've stuck to it. So will we struggle to attract players? Absolutely not.
Kane, a lot talked about the coach this year, and obviously with a disappointing start, you know, no wins as of yet. Brendan's spoken a lot about the process and Is he the sort of coach, has he got an eccentric side that we don't see where he could, you know, the theme of the week could go off the roadmap a little bit?
I haven't seen that yet. He's big on the process. He's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to be around. And I suppose the other thing in situations like this you look for signs like, are the young kids signing on to extend and stay? And they all are. We've managed to extend five or six of our real young guns this year. We're in discussions with others, which confirms for me that the group are really happy with how things are going. Now, I'm determined to answer this question properly because I was listening on the way in to the interview with Josh Kennedy, and you only got a 1 out of 4 there. So,
well, you know what? We're 1 for 1.
So have we answered it?
I'll ask, because I'm on such a roll. I want to
go
ask,
for it.
I was just wondering, there wasn't any temptation within the club to talk about the rivalry with Essendon. I listened to it, the brief radio snapshot of the 99 preliminary final. I couldn't help but think that the scene is set for something similar today. Was there a temptation at all from yourself or the head coach?
There wasn't a temptation to go into that in too much detail today, but we're actually working really closely with Essendon on some ideas for the future to really rebuild that rivalry. And it's actually a great week to think about that rivalry because the Essendon players on Thursday night had their sort of 25-year reunion, which was a victory over Carlton. And just today, we've got our 1968 team over in the Miller Room celebrating their 50-year reunion after beating Essendon. So there is an incredible rivalry there. And, both Essendon and Carlton share the view. That is something we need to work on really rejuvenating and ensuring that every time Carlton and Essendon roll out on the G, there's 80,000 people here.
I think there's still enough time to organise Fraser Brown to come into the change rooms and just describe the tackle on Dean Wallace blow by blow. We've got another hour and a half.
Your next Friday night game is round 11. Yeah. Your philosophy on Friday night, is it good for the club and will you seek to get more moving forward?
Absolutely. Yes and yes. Premierships are won and lost on the big stage, and we want as much practice as we can get. So we love the Friday nights. We love the big crowds. We love the big broadcast audience. Things haven't always gone to plan for us over the last 12 months, but as we continue to improve and develop, that'll turn around. We've got exciting young kids, my reference point is got to be Richmond because I've spent 8 years there, and Richmond were criticised for the same sort of things for a number of years, and they stuck to the plan, invested in the kids, and look at where they've got. So we're absolutely on the right track, and we want and will continue to demand those Friday night spots.
Do you accept that we don't want you on a Friday night at the moment, Kane? Is go and develop and grow and become a good team and then come back in front of us.
Do I accept that? Yes, I accept that view. Do I agree with it? No, I don't. And things like these rebuilds, there's no definitive time frame as to how they happen. Things can roll along for a while and then it can turn around pretty quickly. So, I think in the second half of the year you'll see a much improved Carlton, and you might start seeing some of that excitement that you're referring to.
You've obviously been hit by a number of injuries, which wasn't helped right from the start with Sam Doherty and even some of your young talent. So that makes it difficult. It just leads me to a broader question for boards and CEOs is how do you judge a rebuild? I mean, because they do take a long period of time, and how do you judge whether something's on track or not?
Well, you ultimately come up with a plan, and long before I got here, Carlton committed to going to 3 drafts. Now, I looked through the draft picks out of those 3 drafts, and I'm really happy that we've picked well. Then you've got to assess, have you had the full use of the cattle that you have at your disposal? Well, as you just pointed out, Hutto, we haven't. At times I've walked through Bolt's office, asking if he's run over a black cat, because we've just had injury after injury after injury, and that synergy and cohesion and consistency that we continue to talk about, we just haven't been able to get any semblance of that. And, as blokes like Marchbank and Murphy, people like Williamson and Pickett have almost been forgotten. They're two really exciting, talented young players. So hopefully in the second half of the year, you'll see a lot of these guys come back in. But in terms of how you judge the success, I don't think there's an absolute measure, but I'd like to think that we've done what we said, we've committed to that, we've ticked those boxes, we're playing the youth, they're improving. We just need a few things to go our way in terms of those injuries that I spoke about. And as Cornsey referred to, as we move forward, we've got to start filling some of those gaps in that age demographic in our list.
Kane, we know we've got to let you go. Thanks for stopping by. It'd be pretty rich if you upset Essendon this afternoon and what it might do to them.
Yeah, well, that's for them to worry about.
Kane, good to see you.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Kane Little, the chief executive of Carlton at the MCG. They will face the Dons this afternoon.